flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
River Island's guest line is the time for you to discover the islands. River Island's in Lathrop. Sometimes you hear about the Kings games. Sometimes you see him in studio with that big old smile. Oh, by the way, his Philadelphia Eagles are in the NFC title game. Yes, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl and win it, but I hope they lose. I hope they get blown out this Sunday. Just to make Kyle Draper's life miserable. Kyle Draper, good morning to you. Welcome back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
To the roast.
Hey, you know, I thought you guys were going to have me on to talk NFC Championship game, Eagles Commanders, but I forgot your football season was over about a month ago, so ain't nothing to talk about down there in San Francisco when it comes to football. So I'm more than happy to talk basketball with you guys.
He's feeling so good right now. Hey, so Draper, I know you were there for the banner ceremony a couple weeks ago when the Warriors lost to the Kings by 30 at Chase Center. It's next to that Summer League championship tonight. How fired up is Sacramento for this one, knowing that the Warriors has got blown out by 40 by your former employer or the former team that you covered, the Boston Celtics?
I mean, it's a January game against a non-playoff team. That's how we're approaching it. You know what I mean? I know this is you guys' big game. You know, you're looking to bounce back after getting shellacked by the Celtics. But no, I'll be honest. Anytime you play the Warriors, there's a little extra juice And it, you know, it's interesting because historically your fans try to take over our building. I don't know if they'll try to do that tonight. I feel like Warriors fans have tapped out, you know, on the season. So we'll see what the vibe is like. But anytime you play the Warriors, man, I want to beat them by 40 or 50. No doubt about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I understand that sentiment. Looking at the Warriors, are you surprised at the anger from the fan base in terms of, like, you know, they've won at a clip that is so historic. Eventually, it's going to start to diminish or decline or just end. And I feel a sentiment of anger, not from everyone, but from a lot of Warrior fans. Are you surprised that the Warrior fan base is so frustrated with where they're at right now?
Not at all, because here's what it is, man. You know, having worked in Boston, obviously they won a bunch of titles, Patriots and, you know, Red Sox won titles. When you get accustomed to winning and you're not winning anymore, fans are out for blood. And I do also think the fans, out of their loyalty and respect for Steph Curry, they don't want to see their dude go out like this. You know, they know it's his last few years. They want to see this guy go out like a champion, go out smiling. Steph is looking dejected after games. He's looking lost. He's looking forlorn. And I think the Warriors' frustration, not only is it with the results, but also the way it's going out for Steph and Draymond down the stretch.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good right now. But speaking of the Sacramento Kings, this coaching change, which, you know, I don't know if a lot of people saw it coming with Mike Brown being fired. But all of a sudden, under Doug Christie, I mean, you guys are 9-2. You're over 500. Sabonis is, I mean, he looks fluid and he's hooping 26-7 under Doug Christie. Those are phenomenal numbers, all NBA numbers. Malik Monk, 22-7-4. What has been the biggest difference under Doug Christie that you weren't seeing under Mike Brown for the Sacramento Kings team, Kyle?
I think it's a couple of things, and the players have talked about this. You know, they're playing with a sense of freedom. A sense of, you know, even if we make a mistake, you know, we won't get pulled out of the game. Sort of like, you know, the Warriors, during their great runs, they just played with so much joy out there, sharing the ball. You know, it just seemed like that they were locked in. And I think you're seeing that from the Kings. Also, Doug has cut down immensely on the practice time. Like, they come in, they get their work done, and they're out. You know, it's no, you know, hour and a half shoot arounds or anything like that, or walkthroughs. And so and Doug's talked about simplifying the offense and defense. And the thing that Doug is doing, he's empowering these players to be who they are, to be themselves. He wants them to go out there and sort of regain the joy that helped them get to the NBA, like in high school and college when they were busting everybody's butt and everything. And so that's what you're seeing right now with Doug and this team, just a joy. And I'll call it like it is, too. They're playing harder for him, man. Let's keep it real. When you watch them, they're just, you know, diving for loose balls, you know, switching up defensively, getting after it. And it's something we haven't seen in this Sacramento team. I said this yesterday on my radio show up here in Sactown. This Sacramento Kings team is relentless in what they do. Like, they just keep coming, whether it's offensively or defensively. They don't tap out of games. Like, that Indiana game where we got blown out in the second half.
Don't remind me.
The team tapped out. The team tapped out, and that was a home game. That was terrible. You don't see that from this team anymore.
Yeah, I know. I thought they tapped out against Miami, Shask. They were down 17. I texted her and said, man, it was all good just a day ago. Trace goes, a lot of ball game left. And double overtime later, I said, damn it, my life is tortured. What did I do to the sports god, Shasky?
Hey, it's the four championships. We're coming back to bite you guys in the butt. It's time you guys deal with that now.
Back to the projects, huh? Back to the projects.
Yep.
Who's playing well for you guys right now? I've seen a lot of discourse regarding De'Aaron Fox, and obviously Sabonis is having another good little run here. Who's playing well and who's not playing well for you guys? Because the guy that crushed us, Malik Monk, every time we play him, it seems like, you know, how's he doing right now? What's up with Keegan Murray? Like, give us a lay of the land of who the Kings are currently. Not their full year, but who's playing well right now and who do we got to worry about?
Well, definitely Malik Monk. I mean, he's having career year, you know, especially since Doug took over. He's honestly, guys, sort of our de facto point guard right now. You know, look at his assist numbers, his playmaking. And you talk about guys playing with freedom. I feel like him and Keon Ellis and Keegan Murray are the three guys that have benefited the most in terms of the way they play. They're playing so much freer. I look at Malik, and you'll see tonight, guys. He plays with that energy, that chip on his shoulder. And when you look at the numbers, his assists, well, Domas mostly gets his assists from Malik. Malik sort of sets Domas up for some easy buckets. And also, I also need you guys to put some respect on Domantas Sabonis real quick. Because I remember 2 years ago in that playoff series, you guys were clowning him. Draymond was talking trash. That dude has developed his outside shot.
Yes.
He's
yes.
a league leader in three-point percentage, fellas. Like, this guy is, you know, and he's taking it without hesitation. So he's playing well. Pretty much everybody's playing well except maybe Kevin Herter right now. Yes.
Can you win at least a playoff series before you start beating your chest? I mean, come on, dude, man. I mean, we're talking about the regular season. Really?
Sabonis is shooting 65% from three under Doug Christie.
Fine.
I'm not gonna lie. When they lit up the Warriors,
they lit up the Warriors.
Sabonis hit an early three and a big range jumper. I said, "Oh damn, what the hell's going on up in Sacramento?"
Does he want to play Draymond, or would he rather not have to face Draymond? Like, I'm the competitor and all that, but like, you know, Draymond. The shenanigans come out. We know this. I acknowledge it. So do you think that you guys would rather play against Draymond or just it doesn't matter?
No, I don't think it matters. But if we're being honest, probably not. Like, we're trying to get wins. We ain't trying to make no statement against the Warriors, anything like that. We're trying to stack wins. And Shasky, I'm trying to keep this conversation PG on the up and up, and you're trying to go into the mud. You're like that old guy in the gym that still think you can dunk. Warriors day is over, big fella. Y'all won y'all championships. Roll out to retirement. Y'all like Jordan with the Wizards now, just putting up empty points and empty wins against bum teams. Come on, man. Don't even start that, Shaq. Well, it's too early to get my blood pressure.
Win a playoff series. Jesus. I mean, my God. You sound like Mike Malone. We're a dynasty. Mike, you won one. Can you win another one?
You know what, Shasky? We made a mistake. We should have just called Whitey Gleason, man. He would have been much more cordial.
He's a star. I would call Whitey.
Yeah, no. Whitey's a straw that stirs and drink on Sacktown Sports. Nicole's in the drive, guys. Jeffers is a long around, still in the check. We know what's going on up there in Sacramento, Kyle Jaffer, and that big old Mercedes.
Let's not forget, Whitey was down there in San Francisco for a number of years, so absolutely. I'm not sure where his allegiances lie. So,
you
want a sympathetic ear, call him. Call him and Alan Styles. Y'all can call him.
Sacktown. Hey, you talking about turncoats.
Too busy on TikTok.
Hey, Alan's is lighting the beam. You got Whitey wearing purple every day. The Draper effect is real. It is real. But you know what? I got to give it to you guys, man. That game at Chase Center opened up my eyes, and it felt like that. Was that a big confidence? But I know it's not the Warriors of yesteryear, but it felt like the way they handle business. Yeah. And the way, you know, in that game, I watched Draymond Green. He went at Keon Ellis like three straight possessions. He had a hard foul, move his screen. He tried to help him up, and Keon Ellis like, nah, I'm good. There was some chirping going on. Then, of course, Doug Christie stormed the court. Did that game maybe help those players believe in Doug Christie a bit more? Because ever since that game, you guys are coming back from 17 down to the fourth. You beat Boston by 17 in Boston and outscored them 38-21 in the fourth quarter. Felt like that game was a springboard to this run, Drapes.
Yeah, it was that game and the game before Memphis, I think, played.
Right.
And it was, remember Jaren Jackson Jr. fouled De'Aaron really hard. And Doug came out there. He was ready to deliver that two-piece. And then he was going to do the same thing in Golden State. And I think the players respect that. And you know, it sort of reminds me to a lesser extent because Ime Udoka down there in Houston, it seemed like he about that life. I don't know him that well, but it seemed like in that time, his players got to pull him back. And it's the same thing here in Sac. You know, I've seen DeMar. I've seen Sabonis have to pull back Doug. And DeMar made a good point. He's like, Doug is coaching how he played, and he wants us to play to how he played. And so I think the players, you know, especially with these young cats, man, it's not about, you know, when you're struggling, put in more work, hit the gym harder and everything like that. Sometimes it's, you know what? Let's lighten up the load. Let's have more fun. And that's what Doug is doing. And so that two-game stretch, man, Memphis, and then going down there and winning like that, I think that brought the team together even more, and you're seeing that now when they play.
You know, it's interesting. I love teasing and going back and forth because you're a good sport when it comes to these things. But in all seriousness, I see a lot of, you know, the same names that Warrior fans have tried to link to the Warriors being linked to the Kings, whether it's Cam Johnson, throwing in Kuzma, like pick whoever you want. Is there any trade, if you're being like legitimately sincere here, is there any trade that the Warriors could make at the deadline where you'd be like, wow, now I really fear them again? Because I don't know. I don't think Warrior fans are prepared for going through this deadline, and I don't think they're going to get whatever they're looking for. I just think the reality is we're not that good, and there's not that singular trade that's going to really strike fear into the heart of the rest of the Western Conference. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with that, Shasky. And not just Warriors, Lakers too, like a number of teams. Like, I don't see that big needle mover, although I'll say this. I didn't see Daniel Gafford and them last
PJ
year.
PJ Washington.
And yeah. PJ, yeah, you know, making that huge of a difference for Dallas, and it did. You know, I like Zach LaVine, and, you know, I know he's, you know, maybe, you know, getting up there in age in terms of miles on the body and everything like that. But I like him for you guys. What I really need to see, I guess, is a full Jonathan Kuminga out there. Like, can he be your second option? Can he be the guy? You know, because I'm a huge Kuminga fan, and you guys see him every day, and you may have different takes, but I see something in that guy. And I just feel like either A, they're not maximizing him, B, the system isn't a perfect fit for him. Just something seems off, but I really like Kuminga.
I think he's such a good player, Draves, that you need to adjust the system to him. I've been a big fan of his from day number one, and he gives the Warriors something they don't have on his team, which is super athleticism and a guy who could go to the cup and dunk on your head. So when you look at Doug Christie, you're talking about Doug Christie before we get you out of here, Draves, and we appreciate the time. You mentioned how Doug Christie cut down the practice time or whatnot. Was that the biggest issue with Mike Brown, was the practice time and maybe overcoaching these guys? Because it feels like Doug Christie, if you guys go on a run, could be named a permanent coach after the season.
Yeah, I think he could be. I think, you know, a couple of big differences. One, the practice time, that's huge. No doubt about that. You know, even during walkthroughs, you know, they run through one or two plays, and then the rest of the time they spend getting up shots. Two, I also think the rotations. You know, under Mike, a guy like Keon Ellis, who is sixth, I think it is, in three-point percentage in the league, he would come in and out of the lineup, have DMP CDs, and people are looking like, what's going on with Keon? How come he's not playing? And so the first thing that Doug did, and I was at the meeting when he had it with the players, the first thing he said to everybody is, here's my 8-9-man rotation. These are the guys who are going to play every game. And he looked at all of them. Then he turned into some of the bench guys. Jay Crowder, when I need grown man energy, I'm coming to you. Doug McDermott, when I need some shooting, I'm coming to you. You know, and he went down the line with everybody and talked about what he expected from them and how he would use them. And I think players are now, I mean, think about it. Over Mike Brown's tenure here in SAC, you know, Monty McNair, and maybe these moves weren't great, but think about it. Last year, he goes out and gets Chris Duarte and Sasha Vazenko. I don't know if these guys are great players or anything like that, but Mike never really used them. You know, they were in and out of the lineup. This year, he goes out and gets, you know, Jordan McLaughlin, goes out and gets Doug McDermott, Jay Crowder. Those guys are in and out of the lineup. And so I think Mike didn't trust. Mike had a top six. Doug has a top 8 or 9. You know what I mean? And then he also tells the guys that are outside of that, here's when I'm going to come with you. And we saw it a couple of games ago with Jay Crowder. I think it was, it might have been the Chicago game, I think it was. And Jay Crowder got in early in the first half. And he had played, but Doug needed him at that moment. And so I think it's more of a, you know, it's a clear message coming from Doug Christie.
Let's have some fun here. Put your money where your mouth is, all right? We got three games left. We got three games left, Kings, Warriors, right, for the rest of the year?
Yep, three games. I was looking at the schedule. And the Kings have won 4 straight against the Warriors.
All right, so for the next three games, we do a thing on this show called the burrito bet. But because you're up in SAC, I'll do Jim Boy Tacos, all right? I will Venmo you money to get you and Kevin AKA Whitey, tacos at Jim Boy's. $20 worth of tacos. All right. I think that should get you a six pack. All right. If the Warriors do not win 2 out of 3, reverse it to me. I'll get some Mission Street tacos for me and the boys here. Sound like a bet?
How about this? How about this? Because, you know, I love taking your money, Shasky.
It's fine.
I'm going to just say on radio, a friendly wager. I'm a team employee. I'm an NBA. I can't be betting on I can't do that. It's I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, we might get fired.
So I don't want to get in trouble or anything like that. But so you can send it to Kevin. I'm sure he'll take you up on that bet. Now, here's the thing, Shasky, real quick. You guys got your G League team playing tonight against us with so many guys out. Like, you sure you want to make that kind of bet?
Do you know about Guy Santos, guy? I'm teasing.
Do you know about Quentin Cummings? Got the chef up there. He dropped 50 on you guys. You know about that 50 burger. You know about two-way Andrew Wiggins. What about TJD, the Sabonis stopper? Come on. Dennis Schroeder. He's got something for Fox and Malik Monk.
Two-way Wiggs.
Don't get me started here.
One for 11 the other day, Bonte. I mean,
you think you're supposed to have our back? What are you, Team Sacramento now or what? I mean, you just had three straight games for 20-plus points. Jesus. You're the one trying to make a bet. You're here. I'm trying to help you out, man. God, you see what happens, Drapes? Even my old guy turns his back on me, man. Anyway, Drapes, I don't think we're doing a crossover tonight. Go ahead, Drapes.
Real quick. Hey, Shasky's been like a bunch of those Warrior fans. They used to be Kings fans, then they went to the Warriors. Never. Now they're coming back to Sacramento. We got room for you, Shasky. Come on up here, big fella.
Hey, bro, if I wanted to sell my house and retire and move to Roseville, I'd have done it 20 years ago. Give me a break. Give me a break, dude.
There you go. Hey, it's good to know that you guys got Wi-Fi at the Sacramento airport now. Hey, Drapes, Jay Daniels going to break your heart on Sunday, huh? No, he's not. I know the Eagles. The Eagles are winning Super Bowl, Drapes. You going out to New Orleans?
No, I need to be, man. We got games, though. We got games. I got to work. But, you know, here's the thing, too, fellas. The Eagles haven't even played well yet.
I know.
Like, Jalen Hurts hasn't even played good football yet.
Well, he's not.
You know,
good.
They're doing just enough to win. And so, Washington, give them credit. They're playing great right now, but they can't sustain this. Look at their last 5 regular season games, fellas, all won by 1 score. Come on, man. They're built on a house of cards. They're teetering right now. They can't keep this up.
Go get some rest, man. I can't believe we got you up this early, man. See you later, Drapes.
All right, fellas. I'll talk to you.
I always love, man. Kyle Draper on the River Islands guest line does a hell of a job for Sacktown Sports with Whitey Glees in the Drive, guys. Obviously, NBC Sports California with the Sacramento Kings, whether he's a pregame host or the play-by-play voice. He's a lot of fun, and he
imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.